He made millions with an important invention for an automobile, but his life was far bigger than just the patent he received. His life is quite a tale, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
If you don't know his name, you certainly know what he created.
Carl Fisher was born in Greensburg, Indiana. He basically invented the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Teresa Morrow shares Carl Fisher's story from his hometown, Greensburg, Indiana.
He first started out with a bicycle business, him and his brother. Through many stunts and injuries, he decided he would invent a headlight. And so he is actually the first inventor of the headlight.
That headlight allowed Fisher to do much more than simply see the road.
He got very wealthy, and back in the early 1900s, he sold that business for $9 million.
An amount that would be over $200 million today. He took the Indianapolis Motor Speedway from a gravel oval to a paved track. He was also instrumental in the development of the Lincoln and Dixie Highways, two of the first routes to cross the country. And his eyes were set on places further from his Hoosier home as well.
Miami Beach. He bought some property down there and started to develop the area.
Fisher, though, lost most of his fortune during the Great Depression. He was known to be quite a character, shall we say, when it came to his personal life.
He was engaged and married to another while he was engaged. So the engagement, she sued him.
Fisher's wife, Jane, later divorced him. After his death, Jane wrote of Carl, "He was all speed. I don't believe he ever thought in terms of money. He made millions, but they were incidental. He often said, I just like to see the dirt fly." It's just part of the interesting story of the man who brought us one very well-known racetrack. Traveling the countryside in Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.